From the BillionAuto.com studios, here's Senior Market Analyst Brian Hoops on your Ag Network.
Brian Hoops, Midwest Market Solutions, Market Insider Closing Commentary. It's Wednesday, it's May the 8th, and grain's under some selling pressure as farmer selling has increased on this rally. We're also seeing the lack of fund buying limit any advance in the corn market. July corn down 8, new crop down 7, July soybeans down 17.75, new crop beans 14.75 lower, and wheat was 8 lower. Chicago, Kansas City down 15, Minneapolis off 15.75 cents. A weekly EIA report showed ethanol production slipping from last week to 965,000 barrels per day. That's equal to the same pace as a year ago, while ethanol stocks fell to a calendar low of 24.2 million barrels. That's down a million from a week ago, but still larger than 23.3 we saw last year. Wheat Hard Red Quality Council Tour begins next week, and the market will react to those findings. Still no results of Egypt's Egyptian wheat tender, and we're waiting for results on that. Oklahoma Wheat Commission estimates wheat production at 89.1 million bushels. That'd be well above last year's 68.6 million bushels. Cattle futures under pressure as midday boxes were sharply lower. We were 115 lower June, August down 130, feeders off 200 points. Cash trade so far non-existent, bidding 184 in the Fed Cattle Exchange online auction. This has been Brian Hoops for Midwest Market.
So I've been known to embellish stories a little, but I'm not BSing a bit about the massive inventory of quality Western wear at the Weber Ranch family-owned Young's Western Wear and DiscountWesternWear.com. This ain't no El Cheapo truck stop concrete cowboy shop. They are rancher tested and rodeo ready. Over 500 straw hats and 4,000 pairs of boots to boot. Can't make the trip to beautiful Valentine, Nebraska? It's all good. Hit DiscountWesternWear.com.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at world famous DiscountWesternWear.com.